Yeah, Shane, thank you. First off, my apologies and Martha's, I extend Martha's apologies for not being able to join right away. We actually thought she was going to be able to join. We were under the impression for a while that 8:30 was when we were starting this morning and that she would be able to join before she had to chair the IGBC meeting that started at 9 o'clock today too. And as you know, both critical meetings, and so since she has good proxies for this one, you get me. But she's sorry she couldn't make it. She will join us this afternoon. I think she's going to cut short her time during that IGBC meeting. So she really did regret that. General hunting season, as you've all alluded to, now over, a bit of a sigh of relief. Just like you have all kind of collectively reported, tended to be kind of average and maybe a little above, a little below at times, depending on the weather. It was really pretty tough sometimes, and wet and tough to get places, or some snow, or extremely mild, and it just seemed to swing. So really a mixed bag, but kind of about average everywhere it seemed, or just above or just below. I have to brag on our staff a little bit. Front desk staff and wardens and all of those employees involved in checking animals and taking CWD samples and all those things, plugging horns on under kind of tough circumstances with pandemic related situations, and really did a good job. We asked them to We kind of sweated this a little bit, how this meet hunting season would go, given all of that, and folks really stepped up and did a really good job with that. So we really appreciate that. A few things worth noting, just around the state: new elk working group on the east side of the Crazies. FWP employees are present for that, but that's not a group that we started. It kind of grew organically, and we sure encourage those things. And so we'll be part of that, but glad to see that happening. We do have the somewhat similar work group started on relative to the elk plan guidance, also in progress. Wildlife capture season is getting to be in full swing right now. In particular, one notable one, the health survey of goats and the bridgers, is an important one, just starting up these days. Telephone harvest surveys are beginning, and hunters are starting to get those calls about their hunting effort and success. Fisheries, already thinking, and they've been pretty busy, at least in Helena here and in Region 3, with just as you have with Madison goings on. And I think we're all glad that we've got something there, and that's behind us, and now we've got some things to try out. So but fisheries is doing their thing, already thinking about next open water season. Comment for that, I just saw going out recently. And of course, crunching their data from a field season as well. Lots of work just continues in that respect. Enforcement continuing to do great work with the remaining hunting seasons. We've got shoulder seasons, season extensions now, game damage response, those sorts of things, all still going. Seems to get to be a longer and longer season all the time. Now including the mountain lion chase season, and of course the things that they're always doing, helping out with public safety. There was one incident where a car went through the ice in I think it was Lake Coconusa, that you might have seen, where some quick thinking and some quick action probably saved a life. So that was pretty cool as well. Parks always busy, busier than any than in any previous season. That seems to be the case, but it was more than the case this week, this season. And you may have seen the write-up in Montana Outdoors about the overwhelmed piece. I thought that was very well done. It was pretty indicative of what we faced this year and what we may continue to face as people really look to the outdoors during these times. And that probably isn't going to go away, particularly if we still continue to see folks shedding big suburbia and moving to places like Montana. So that's not going away, and they're still catching their breath on some places and still experiencing some high use in state parks across the state. So this is usually a downtime for them, so are starting to be a little bit of a downtime to them that really is not at this point. Finance and budget wise, continuing to prepare for the upcoming legislative session, the change of administration. The budget that was submitted is subject to the governor-elect's changes, and we would expect to see some of those changes sometime in the near future. So, community and ComEd working hard as always to keep the public informed about all these matters and a host of topics. And so, it seems like December is all of a sudden crazy busier than you ever thought it should be as we try and cram things into the end of the year or prepare for the legislative session and new administration and all sorts of things coming. So, would be remiss too in not extending our welcome on behalf of all the FWP employees to Andrew. Good to have you back, Andrew. Used to work for the department there for a while, and it's great to have your wealth of knowledge and experience, just like the chairman alluded to, on the board, so, or on the commission. So, welcome. Appreciate that.